boost for Ukraine on Capitol Hill. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The House just giving final approval to a bill aimed at getting American equipment to Eastern European countries more quickly by updating a World War II era authority. This as the president also asks for another $33 billion in Ukraine aid. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
We will continue to resupply them with the types of systems that you've seen us provide them, short range, medium range, and most important, long range air defense systems.
President Biden also urging Congress to pass more than $20 billion in COVID funding to cover free vaccines and tests. Some lawmakers may want that tied to the Ukraine aid, while others want COVID aid linked to keeping the COVID rule known as Title 42 in place, allowing many asylum seekers to be turned away. That's been a big part of three heated hearings this week for Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, appearing today before the House Judiciary Committee.
Secretary Mayorkas says he expects border issues.
With the Title 42 public health order set to be lifted, we expect migration levels to increase.
But he also faced a barrage of GOP criticism, leading the committee's ranking member, Ohio's Jim Jordan, to say of Mayorkas and President Biden,
they want illegal migrants to come, stay, and never go home.
As Republicans focused on the border, Democrats hope to hear more on issues such as combating radicalization and white supremacy here at home.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The president goes on the offensive over taxes.
Our administration estimates that the Republican proposal would raise taxes on 6.1 million small business owners.
He says there's been a small business boom under his leadership, meeting with some businesses today at the White House. This hours after a surprise GDP report showing a shrinking economy in the first quarter. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new Texas-style abortion ban is headed to the governor's desk in Oklahoma after making a final stop in the Senate following House passage.
The Oklahoma GOP-led House has approved the Oklahoma Heartbeat Act, which mirrors Texas's abortion law that prohibits abortions once a heartbeat is detected after about 6 weeks of pregnancy and allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. The measure now heads to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who's expected to sign it and who weeks ago signed a bill into law that makes it a felony to perform an abortion, with the exception only to save the life of a mother. Pro-life legislation that pro-choice supporters call unconstitutional and that, like in other states, expects to face a legal challenge. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Democratic lawmakers have announced an effort some Republicans have derided to give the Federal Trade Commission more authority to crack down on oil and gas companies engaging in price gouging. The Democratic lawmakers say the FTC needs more tools, including fines and penalties. It's an exciting night for football fans and teams.
The Jacksonville Jaguars will be the first team on the clock tonight as the NFL draft takes over the Las Vegas Strip with a stage set up on the famed Bellagio Fountains to welcome the new class of prospects into the league. Jags head coach Doug Peterson amped up for this evening's first round of selections.
For me, you know, we just kind of It's almost like a game day scenario where you kind of feed off of the enthusiasm and the emotion of the crowd.
Projections show a defensive end going first overall, either Georgia's Trayvon Walker or Michigan's Aiden Hutchinson. The draft order, of course, subject to change with trades, has the Detroit Lions picking second, followed by the Houston Texans in third. The NFL draft kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. The draft continues tomorrow night and wraps up on Saturday. Wall Street shrugging off that GDP report. The Dow up 614 today. The NASDAQ more than 3%. Led by a tech rally. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.